Good morning. It is 8:30 on September 28th. This is the Board of Physical Therapy. Dr. Cornwall will do a roll call to make sure everybody's present.
Okay.
Dr. Cornwall?
Here.
Dr. King?
Here.
Dr. Bastillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
And board staff, Veronica Cardoza?
Present.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
Ms. Crowley?
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. Dr. Cornwall, the meeting is yours.
Okay. Let's go ahead then. Item number two, review and approval of drafts. First is August 24th, 2021, regular meeting minutes. Any additions, corrections? Hearing none, then I'll call the question. I'll move to adopt them.
Second.
Who was that seconded?
I did.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the August 24th, 2021 regular meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Next is August 24th, 2021, executive session meeting minutes.
I move that we approve the executive session meeting minutes from the August meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? If there is corrections, we need to go into executive session. All right, then let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to accept to approve the August 24th, 2021 executive session meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Next is September 7th, 2021. Special meeting minutes. Any corrections? I move that we adopt the meeting of the minutes for the special meeting minute.
Second.
Any discussion or corrections? Okay,
was that Dr. King that did the second?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go ahead.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the September 7th, 2021 special meeting minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Next is September 7th, 2021, executive session meeting minutes A. On these two, if any board member was not present, they need to recuse themselves. So meeting minutes A. Then I move to adopt.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any? Okay, let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to accept to approve the September 7th, 2021 executive session meeting minutes A. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
The last one is September 7th, 2021, executive session meeting minutes B.
I move that we approve the September 21st executive session special meeting B minutes.
Second.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second. Any changes that feel like need to be made? Hearing none, let's call that question.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the September 7th, 2021 executive session meeting minutes B. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Abstain.
Okay. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, let's move to item agenda item number 3A, review, consideration, possible action on applications for physical therapists with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Number one is Jackson Darveau. Comments, questions, or even motion?
No, I move that we accept his application for PT licensure pending passing the licensure exam and the jurisprudence.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All right. Let's call that question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Jackson Darveau following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
3A2 is Jose Alba Hernandez. I move that we approve Mr. Hernandez to take the jurisprudence and the NPTE and be licensed upon receiving a passing score in both.
Second.
All right, discussion. Hearing none, I'll call a question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Jose Alba Hernandez following successful completion of application and passage of all exams. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, item 3A3. Cade Mortensen.
I move that we accept Mr. Mortensen's application for licensure pending successful completion of all examinations.
Second.
All right, we moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call a question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Cade Mortensen following successful completion of the application and passage of all exams. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next is 3A4, Maxwell White.
I move that we accept his application for PT licensure pending passing all exams and completing his application.
Second.
All right, any discussion? Hearing none, then I'll call that question.
It's been moved and seconded to license Maxwell White following successful completion of his application and passage of all exams. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
And Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, the last one in this category is Stuart Rothschild.
I move that we accept Mr. Rothschild's application for a licensure depending on passing all examinations.
Second.
I have a question on I just want to verify that he completed all the 180 CPUs that he needed to complete.
Mr. Clinton, they are in the process of being reviewed. I believe they have been completed as of now. Judy, could you confirm that?
Yes. Yes, they've been reviewed. They've been completed.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion, questions? All right, hearing none, I'll ask for a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to license Stuart Rothschild following successful completion of application and passage of all of his exams. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Item 3B, review, consideration, possible action on applications for physical therapist assistant with documentation related to disclosure on personal information section of the application. Rebecca Aguilar.
I move that we accept her PTA certification application pending finishing her application and passing all of the exams.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Do we have any discussion?
Yeah, Dr. Cornwall, I just have a disclosure with this. There's potential that I may have worked in the same company as her for a short period of time, although I had no relationship with her, work relationship, didn't really know of her. I don't think it'll do anything to hinder my decision on this, but I just wanted to get your guys' guidance.
Where are you?
That's fine.
Okay.
So as long as you there is no conflict of interest, feel free to vote.
Okay.
Excuse me one moment, please. Mr. Lundin, can you please mute your microphone, please? The bottom of the screen, you'll see the microphone. Just click on it.
Yeah, click on the microphone.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
All All right. Any discussion? We have a motion. We have a second. Then I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to certify Rebecca Aguilar following successful completion of application and passage of all exams. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
All right, on to 3C, review, consideration, and possible action on application for physical therapist licensure from applicants requesting ADA accommodations. Courtney Marley.
Mr. Greer, I've reviewed the application and I do not see an impairment of a major life function that would entitle her to an ADA accommodation, and I would move to deny the request.
Second.
All right. We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? I think that I saw the same thing that Mr. Greer saw, and so I think that this is, would let her provide us with more information if able.
Well, just in case she did send an email, in case this was the decision redacting her ADA accommodation so she could be approved for the national, just in case as a plan B.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion, questions? Then I'll ask for the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for ADA accommodations for Courtney Marley. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, next is Andrew Wright.
Again, this is Mr. Greer, and reviewing the application, I do not see an impairment of a major life function that entitles the applicant for ADA accommodations, and I would move to deny the request.
Second.
Further discussion?
Do we have a number of times that someone can take the AZ Law exam?
There is no limit, Ms. Bastille.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? And then let's have a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to deny the request for ADA accommodations for Andrew Wright. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Let's move on to section four. I would like to just reorder one item of business and go down to 4C1, Board Order 18-38, Jordan Williams, physical therapist, review, discussion, possible action for request for termination of probation. And I understand Mr. Jordan's counsel is here.
Yes, and I am here.
Is Jordan here as well?
I'm here as well.
Okay. All right. Would either of you, I am assuming that you would like to make a statement or something before we move ahead?
I have a very brief statement. One second.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a very brief statement.
I suspect probably either Jordan or somebody will have to mute. Yeah,
we fixed it. Yeah. We hope. So yes, we're sitting next to each other. I had a very brief statement, and Jordan has a very brief statement too. And if you don't mind, we have his pastor here as well, who had a very short statement to make, if that's okay. All right. So thank you, Chairman, members of the board. 2 years ago, as you know, Jordan was put under probation after an investigation that had several requirements, continuing education, some restrictions relating to students in his clinic. He had to pay a civil monetary penalty, and of course he was under monitoring. He has been under monitoring. We're requesting to terminate that probation in accordance with the board's order. He's complied with everything that's been asked of him. He's completed all the continuing education and some more, which I believe we supplied to the board in advance. He's been undergoing monthly and quarterly monitoring reports from Arizona Professional Monitoring, and Ms. Verstegen knows that he's seeking to terminate and has submitted an email to the board, Ms. Richardson, stating that he's seeking probation termination, which I believe is appropriate. He has been very cooperative throughout the course of his probation and has always submitted everything on time early. I would like to thank you hope that you would grant this request. This has been a learning experience for Jordan, and we want to emphasize that he's not a danger to public safety, and we do hope that you grant the request for termination of probation. All right, Jordan can, I don't know if Jordan wants to be on mic here. There we go. There we go.
Make that easier. Thank you for allowing me to address you all today. You all have a copy of my letter requesting the cessation of my probation. I'd like to highlight some of the points that I have written in the letter. The first and foremost was and never was my intention to cause any discomfort to anyone, whether patient or student, and for that I apologize. I've taken significant steps in order to prevent any future discomfort, including having a chaperone at all times, which I intend to maintain. I hired a PTA to become the chaperone at many of those times. I no longer perform any procedures that may have any cause to make somebody comfortable. And I have become infinitely more aware of how my actions have affected others. I'm not a threat or a danger to those that come into my clinic, and these safeguards have helped to ensure this. In the last 3 years, 2 years since the last board meeting, I've significantly changed the way that I practice. It's been a very impactful and difficult experience. It took multiple months for me to be comfortable treating patients without my hands trembling and sweating. I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression and still battle with these on a daily basis. I began medication for this and entered counseling for a period. Through all this time, I saw patients leave, insurance companies drop me, and other physical therapists in town drag my name through the mud. Lest you think that this has ceased, only a few weeks ago, a referral source called to ask if the rumors that a local surgeon was telling about me were true. My family relationships have been strained, including with my wife and kids. However, although it's been a trying 2 years, I can't help but point out the blessings that have come about as a result. I have honed my craft even further to help provide a continued higher level of care. We have kept our doors open, and I'm able to provide work for two other people. I've drawn closer to both my wife and my kids, and finally I've been able to and allowed to continue in a career that I love and feel I can make an impact. Thank you again for allowing me to address you. I've completed all the required steps, and I'd like to request that my probation be lifted at this time.
Hi, my name is Joel Anderson. I'm a pastor here in Flagstaff, where Jordan and his family have attended for a number of years, and had been in a men's group of about five guys for about a year before this matter came to the front. And for about a year, in addition to that, met with Jordan weekly for a little over an hour. And so just wanted to, you know, report on maybe just a different set of optics. You know, we certainly plunge the depths of whys and, you know, trying to establish and maintain integrity and being morally above reproach and, you know, just really trying to encourage through, you know, obviously some of the stresses that a situation like this provides. And You know, in my line of work, obviously lots of people are experiencing life and, you know, helping them navigate that and, you know, come to some stronger places because of that, I think is absolutely what I've seen in Jordan. You know, we see him every week. He serves on one of our regular Sunday morning teams. He's leading, in fact, a relief trip down to Honduras next month. And, you know, we wouldn't put that in anyone's hands that we didn't feel was, you know, somebody we could trust that is striving after the better things and, you know, feel like over that period of time, you know, 2 years combined in those various men's things, just seeing a growth, consistency, you know, just an honesty and transparency. And so I just want to give you that lens too, that, it's been a joy to work with him and his family who are all very engaged with us as well. So thank you for considering his request and, you know, just wanted to be able to affirm that, over time I've just seen lots of great things happening and, excited to know him and be a friend with him and his pastor. So thank you for hearing that too.
Dr. Cornwall, you're muted.
That would probably help, wouldn't it? Yeah. Does anyone have any questions? Any board members? How about a motion?
I move that we accept Mr. Williams' request for early termination of his probation, having met all the requirements that have been asked of him.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All right, let's have a vote.
The motion before you has been moved and seconded to accept Mr. Williams' request for early termination based on successful completion of board order. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very All right. much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's. I'm going to reorder the agenda back to 4A, review, discussion, and possible action for initial review. Susan Marker, physical therapist.
Good morning, members of the board. I'll just provide a brief overview. Ms. Marker is represented by Ann McClellan. I see that Ms. Marker is on the phone or on the video. I'm not sure about Ms. McClellan. Oh, there she is. Okay. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This was a case brought forward by patient RW, and I know this morning, is RW on the phone or on the video? She emailed me this morning saying she could not access the link, and Ms. Chepius did provide her a secondary email for access. RW, are you present? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and provide a case summary. RW alleged that on March 2nd of 2020, Ms. Marker injured her after she manipulated her neck and shoulder. I did provide a case summary for you under the potential allegations because it was a fairly lengthy and complex case. And I would also draw your attention to additional potential violations that you may wish to consider in your deliberations, as well as additional findings related to other staff personnel in this case. This case is for your review.
Thank you. Ms. Marker, either you or your attorney, would you like to make a statement?
Good. My name is Susan Marker. I'm a physical therapist and have been practicing since 1992 in the orthopedic setting. First of all, I want to thank the board for taking the time to consider this matter. This process has been eye-opening and has caused me to reflect on my practice. When I gave my interview in the case, I didn't really understand the process and was not as familiar with the medical record or as prepared as I wish I could have been. As a result, I made some misstatements. I also did not have an attorney at the time, and there were technical difficulties with the video during the interview, which caused confusion and I believe affected my answers. RW's complaint relates to treatment she received on 3-2-2020. She presented for treatment of her shoulder. She never had full range of motion of her shoulder as shown from the record between August to October of 2019. On January 13, 2020, I performed a cervical quadrant test, which was positive in flexion and rotation to the left and with extension and rotation bilaterally. I also documented that the thoracic spine mobility was limited 50%. I noted that RW reported a pulling sensation in her neck, and I mistakenly said during my interview that I made a cervical diagnosis, but that was not accurate. When I went back and refreshed my memory with the records, I believe the neck complaint was related to her shoulder diagnosis. During my treatment of RW, I did not manipulate her neck. I did soft tissue work and cervical distraction mobilization because of the shoulder issues. I provided what I believe were appropriate manual therapies and exercises based on the shoulder issue. It's common to treat the upper trapezius with a shoulder diagnosis like this. C3-4 innervates the upper trapezius, and so I applied a cervical distraction at this level. The upper trapezius attaches at the occiput, and so I believed it was clinically accepted to perform an OA release to reduce the upper trapezius tightness. Also, scapular strengthening is common for proper glenohumeral joint motion. The exercises I had RW perform on 3-2 are the ones she previously performed without a problem on that date. She filled out a patient satisfaction survey stating she was satisfied with her care and provided all positive feedback. Of course, I would never want a patient to be injured from any exercises, and I understand the need to be careful in my assessment and treatment plans with patients to prevent injury. Assistive personnel were supervised at all times. When exercise technicians were working with the patient, I'm constantly watching what is happening, and if I see any issues or improper positioning, I try to correct those immediately. I also work with physical therapy assistants, including Shiloh Evans, and she and I sit next to each other and talk every day that we work about our patients. We also have a weekly formal check-in with each other, and she never initiated new treatment without she and I first discussing it. My practice follows the Medicare guidelines for scheduling and Medicare patients, and I believe any statements in my interview or Ms. Evans' interview regarding patient scheduling and patients in the pool are a misunderstanding, and they did not clarify some of the patients in the pool are there for exercise and not for formal treatment. With respect to the potential violations related to documentation and billing, my practice is to bill for the actual time spent with the patient, but I recognize that I can and should be more careful with documentation and billing. Since this complaint, where I work, the Center of Physical Excellence has required all therapists and PTAs to complete additional documentation and billing training. We recently had a staff meeting where we reviewed CPT codes and their use in the physical therapy. We received a packet of billing guidelines and code definitions so that we can all improve our billing and try to prevent billing mistakes. I believe our practice strives to give the best patient care and adhere to professional guidelines. I personally completed an additional CEU training on documentation outside of the training required by my practice. I have also worked with the Ola Grundy Institute and done further education on the cervical spine, mid-cervical spine, cervical thoracic, and shoulder. And I've mentored 105 hours during this course of care. I intend to continue to take ECHRA CEUs in the areas of documentation, billing, supervision, and assessment and treatment plans. I've learned and continue to learn from this complaint, and it is my goal in my practice so that there are no similar complaints in the future. Thank you for your consideration.
And this is Anne McClellan, Ms. Marker's attorney. We would just reiterate what Ms. Marker has said. I understand this is the initial review portion of the case, but she wanted to provide that additional information so that you all understood that she had done additional training in all of these areas, as well as all staff at that practice have gone through that training. So thank you for your time.
Okay. So do any board members have questions for Ms. Marker?
Ms. Marker, the survey that the patient filled out on 3-2, was that given to her before treatment or after treatment?
I believe it was before the treatment.
Okay. That's the only question I have.
This is Mark Cornwell. So the changes that the PTAs did to the plan of care, it sounds like from your statement that you had discussed those with them and you knew that they were going to make those changes to the plan of care, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
But it was not documented either in your note or the PTA's note that you'd had that discussion?
That's correct.
Okay, and what is the policy and procedure now?
We are, every day a patient is in the clinic, the PT assistant and myself are interacting and discussing the cases.
What about, because if it doesn't appear in the note, there's no way whether or not, we have no way of knowing whether or not it actually happened.
Right, so, we're actively documenting that now in the note. Okay. We have made that change.
What kinds of continuing education are you looking to complete here? You mentioned something in the near future. What would those be?
I haven't looked at specific coursework at this time. I'm in the process of looking for courses to take.
Okay. And you've taken at least one course in documentation, correct?
I've actually taken two. One was required by my employer, and then I also did one additional.
Can you give us a really brief overview or kind of outline of what those two covered?
They talked about the Medicare guidelines for documentation, the importance of documenting the specificity of the patient's complaints, and also documenting the communication between staff members. They reviewed each of the guidelines for Medicare and suggestions for making the appropriate documentation.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have questions?
Yes, Ms. Marker, it's Dr. King. I have a couple questions, if I could, just a little bit about the pool program. So you mentioned in your opening statement that some of the people that are in the pool are there for exercise and not necessarily for therapy. So who runs the pool program and how do they know the difference between who's there for therapy and who's there for exercise? And what's the difference?
Well, it's the physical therapy assistant is responsible for the clients in the pool. She is given a schedule on that day of her patients to see. And we have a gym that's associated with the facility, and so there are people from the community that come in and exercise at the same time. So she is aware through her schedule who she's responsible for.
How many patients might she have in the pool at the same time?
They're scheduled at 30-minute intervals. So in the last 15 minutes, it would be probably two clients. Occasionally, there would be three.
So just to clarify, the one PTA may be working with three patients at the same time in the pool.
For the first half an hour, she would have one patient, and then for the second half an hour, there may be up to two, yes.
And when you do the evaluation or write the plan of care, do you specifically write activities that are to be done in the pool, or is that left up to the PTA for the day of, you know, what the patients are doing with that PTA in the pool?
I issued guidelines to the PTA, and they also can add a few exercises being a licensed professional.
Okay, so just to clarify, you give them some guidelines, but they, based on being a PTA, they can create some of their own activities and exercises in the pool with the patients.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
This is Karen Bustillo. Do you have a very large Medicare population? Is that the majority of your clientele?
I believe it's 35% of our clientele.
Okay.
Sorry, it's Dr. King one more time. For your patients that are moved into the water, what's the determination to move them back on land? How frequently do you reevaluate the patients who are working with the PTAs in the water?
Every 10th visit or 30 days. Or if the assistant indicates that the patient has done successfully in the water and feels that they're now able to transition to land.
And I think you mentioned that, you know, you would change some of your answers from the first interview, that might be a little bit different. One of the things that it looks like in reading the documentation is that the PT, that your evaluation of this particular patient, plan of care and goals didn't really change despite the fact the patient had pain and really making no progress over the time she was with you. Can you just speak to a little bit about when you do a reevaluation, what does that look like as far as how you determine when to change the plan of care?
Well, I first discuss subjectively with the patient how they're doing, and then taking objective measurements of movement and strength, and then reviewing the goals and seeing which ones were met and which are in the process. And then at that point, suggesting continuation of therapy or discontinuation of therapy.
Thank you.
I have a question just regarding the situation on the date we're in question. RW had specified in her interview that she began to have pain, just increase as she was performing an exercise in the clinic. And at that point, nobody in the clinic was with her. And at that point, she decided just to leave, nobody knowing that she left. Can you just explain a little bit, like, what is the process in the clinic as far as while patients are going through specific therapy activities, who's usually with them? And can you clarify anything regarding that situation and maybe why there was nobody around, as she had mentioned when she walked out?
The exercise technicians are experienced in exercise techniques. They are actively with the patient, and I am usually right within the clinic gym or in a treatment room. At the time that Ruth was exercising, I was in the office, which is connected to the gym, and there is an opening to the gym, so I can actively be observing what is going on. I did notice that she was experiencing some pain, and at that point recommended to the technician that Ruth receive a cold pack, and she did receive that, and then left after that.
When she received the cold pack, was she in a private treatment room or was she out in the gym? I don't know if you guys have tables just kind of out in the open. How was that?
She was out in the gym area, actually sitting up in a chair.
Okay. And then, do you recall the phone call coming in She had mentioned that she had called from her car regarding the situation, spoke with someone at the front desk, and then they relayed the message to you. And her comments that she had said within her interview, if she could come back in, she had mentioned that you said, no, go home and ice it. But can you give any more clarity on, you know, what happened during that time frame with the phone call and what your instruction was to the patient?
She did call the front desk and spoke with the person at the front desk. And I did not speak to her directly at that time. After she had received the cold pack in the clinic, I had suggested to her to go home and to continue to ice.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any others? Do I have a motion?
I think I'll start the motion. I move that we move this to an informal hearing to do further investigation and potentially, so for her. And then I would like to I'll add some things for the PTAs as well.
Oh, yeah, well, let's make those as a separate motion, the PTA parts. Okay. And so when you said you wanted, did you want Mindy to do additional investigation or?
No, I think for us as a board, I think that there's quite a bit going on here more than what we have. So
I just wanted to clarify. All right. So, does everyone understand her motion and is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Discussion. I agree that this is a little bit more complicated than your typical, and so I think an informal is appropriate if for no other reason than it gives all parties the same information, and so they have what we have and vice versa. So this would probably be an appropriate route to go.
Dr. Cornwell, I'd like to amend my motion to actually include a couple of the RS 3220 446. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're chopping in and out. But
do
you want to include everything that was in the investigative report? That
yes,
would be
please.
Just if unless you want to just do one or two, it's just easier to say everything that's in the investigative report.
Yes, everything that's in the investigative report.
The second. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a motion. Any discussion on the motion? Does everybody feel like they have enough information to vote?
Sorry, Dr. Cornwell. I think someone has got their phone off mute, and it's causing a lot of background noise. If anyone on their phones could potentially mute if you're not speaking, that would be really helpful for us.
I think you're right. I just don't see anybody. But okay.
Yeah.
But is everybody ready to vote? Then I'll call a question.
It's been moved and seconded to move complaint 2037, Susan Marker PT, to an informal hearing to include all violations outlined in the investigative report. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much for attending. Ms. Marker, since there are additional possible violations have been added, make sure you and or your counsel address those in any response to the board, okay? And if you have questions, the staff will be happy to help you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's move on to item four.
Can I interrupt? I just might want to clarify that there were additional findings related to other personnel. I didn't know if you wanted to address those.
You're right. Kelly wanted to add those, and so let's address that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Cornwell. In reading the investigative report and some of the additional findings in the clinic, I'd like to make a motion that we consider opening a complaint with Nick Luke, PT, for ARS 32-2044-6, failing to supervise assistive personnel. Well, should I just say what's in the report, or should I say them specifically?
Either one will work.
I would say all of the suggested potential violations as outlined by the investigator for Nick Luke. Does that sound okay?
Yeah. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion? I'll ask for a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint against Nick Luke, PT, to include all of the violations identified in the investigative report. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
As Dr. King, I'd like to also consider opening a complaint for PT Cerise Oakley with all of the potential violations as outlined in the investigative report.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll ask for the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint against Cherise Oakley, PT, to include all of the potential violations identified in the investigative report. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
In addition, I'd like to make a motion, please, to open a complaint for Shiloh Evans, PTA, following with the potential violations as outlined in the investigative report regarding performing standard of care and maintaining adequate records.
Did we get a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
I just wanted to clarify, was that just the statute for failing to maintain adequate records, or was it for both?
It was for both.
Sometimes the substandard care.
Yes, it was for substandard care as well as failing to maintain adequate records.
Okay.
Discussion on the motion. All right. Let's call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint against Shiloh Evans, PTA, to include all of the potential violations outlined in the investigative report. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
And then finally, I'd like to make a motion, please, to open a complaint against William Johnson PTA for the regarding the potential violations outlined in the investigative report regarding substandard care, as well as failing to maintain adequate patient records.
Second. We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All right. I'll call the question.
It's been moved and seconded to open a complaint against William Marker, PTA, to include all potential violations outlined in the investigative report. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay. that concludes this case for today. Let's move on to 4A2, Shane Sullivan, physical therapist, case number 21-03.
Do we want to stop the recording and re-record only because it's been an hour?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, stopping the recording at 9:27.